There. Now it's out in the open. The truth is, the awful truth is that I have a terrible weakness for chicken. I said it, and now you're shocked and disappointed. But there's more to this confession. It gets worse before it gets awful. Can I go on with this? I've got to try. Okay, here's the deal. In my daily comings and goings around the ranch, I see chickens every day doing things you would expect a brainless bird to do. They peck gravel, chase grasshoppers, and cluck. No big deal there, no surprises. But even though I see chickens every day, there's something really strange about the way I don't see them as they actually are, but as meals. Food. Dinner. It's true. When I see a fat hen scratching up gravel in front of the machine shed, I don't see her with feathers and feet. I see her on a plate. On a plate with mashed potatoes and gravy, green peas, and a tossed salad, with fragrant waves of chickenness hovering in the air. It's a terrible thing, this trick my mind plays upon my body, but I just can't seem to change the picture. It goes on and on, day after day, chicken dinners walking around in front of me, chicken dinners waiting to be eaten, chicken dinners. Now you know the darkness that follows me around every day, the dreadful specter of temptation that lurks inside my heart and mind. But little Alfred didn't understand, and when he lifted the lid on the cardboard box, I found myself staring at 5 little chicken dinners sitting on 5 plates with 5 big helpings of mashed potatoes and gravy. I beamed him a look of greatest urgency. I had to get a message across to him. Alfred, son, what we're doing here isn't good. It's very bad. You need to close the lid and take the box inside the house. Somewhere, anywhere. But get it out of here. He wasn't even looking at me. He missed it all. He was admiring his new, pets.
See what I've got, Hanky? 5 widowed chickies. I'm going to raise them to be grown chickens, and then I'm going to win me a ribbon at the county fair.
His eyes came up and focused on me. He seemed to be waiting for a response of some kind. With tail wags and facial expressions, I managed to say, "Oh, yes, chickies. That's nice. Very nice." The boy went on.
We're going to keep them in a cage in the yard, Hanky, and I'm going to let you guard them.
Huh? Me? Guard the chickies? My gaze wandered away. For some reason, I found it hard to, look him in the eyes, shall we say. He continued.
And if the coyotes come up in the night, you bark and run them off, okay?
For a moment of heartbeats, I found myself alone with my, thoughts. There were many of them. Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to, discuss them. Sorry. I turned back to the boy and gave him a broad, toothy... That is, I gave him a pleasant smile that said, "Sure, that'll work. No problem. It's just part of the job, right? You bet. No coyote will ever get a chance to eat those little guys. And that's a promise."